Coach, man, this was anybody's game for the first three quarters. Fourth quarter, you guys are still getting some good shots, but it looked like kind of it was one of those situations where your kids may be losing some of that extra oomph when they were attempting their shots.
Yeah, we just kind of talked about that, actually. You know, anytime that you put up four or five air balls, it seemed like in that second half, you know, a couple of things are happening. One, you're not catching it clean, so you probably should just pass that option up. Or your feet aren't, you know, quick enough, you know, getting you into your shot. And we got a couple blocked, and we were really short on a couple. So, you know, they'll learn from those things. But, you know, at the same time, you know, we fought really hard. We kind of flipped the halves of when we went cold. You know, we started off. I thought our boys played really well that first half. You know, they were pretty active. They rebounded really well. Second half is a different story. You know, they didn't give us a lot of opportunities to rebound. You know, that second half they shot the ball extremely well. But I thought we got lost on defense with some of our rotations, and it forced us to close out way too far away. And, you know, Ryan Myers and the Vaughn kid got hot, especially Ryan. You know, I think he hit seven threes or whatever it was. So, you know, when guys start to feel it, I mean, you got to be there. You got to close it out. You got to chase them off that three-point line. So, you know, like I told our guys, you know, we're getting better. Yeah. Basketball is not a thing where we've spent, you know, hours and hours. So it's going to take us a little bit more time, you know, than other teams, you know, to get better. But they're in the right – they're heading in the right direction. You know, I feel like they're getting better each practice and each game.
I thought that it's probably the biggest thing tonight for you guys definitely was how well your defense was for the most part. I thought your hands were active in passing lanes and really – first time in a long time, or especially all year, that we've seen that from you guys.
Yeah, they did. They did a better job, you know, keeping their hands active. But, you know, they run such good action against those zones. But we just have to be a little bit more aware of who the threats are. You know, I thought a couple times we really over-guarded a couple guys that really weren't looking to shoot, which took us away from the shooters. So, again, those are things that they're going to come. They're going to get better. But I thought our hands were extremely active. I think we got our hands on a lot that first half and ended up with a couple steals. But we just have to, you know, tighten up our rotations. And that comes with a little bit of maturity and you know, just getting older, you know, because it's really new for a couple of those guys that are doing it. And they're going to get better at it. So, you know, looking forward to the rest of the season. Looking forward to, you know, getting these guys home and allowing them, you know, time to kind of rest and be with their families. So, you know, hopefully they enjoy this extended break that they're going to have.
Yeah, it's a very unusual. You get an extra week of a break here, and then you get about four practices before you get ready for Hugoton. You only have two games, it's hard to believe, before the Sterling tournament, but it's kind of the way it is here. But when you get back here in a couple of weeks, what do you do with your team here?
Well, you know, continue to build on, you know, what we've been doing well. You know, we tried to press a little bit there, which I think took them a little bit it wasn't anything great, so we got to work on a little bit more ball pressure with that. We got to work on our rotations, you know, defensively in our matchup zone. So if we can do that and get better and then just continue to show a little growth on the offensive side. You know, we're still pretty, I don't know, second guessing ourselves, I guess, when we run a play. You know, it's just not as crisp as it needs to be. And a lot of that just comes with youth and inexperience. So. But again, I thought several guys took strides. I love the intensity that I finally saw out of Austin Tone. You know, I thought he was really active with hands, and he's an extremely athletic kid too. So when he gets out in the open, he finishes at the rim well. He's got a nice shot. You know, Lawson came out and you know, really helped us out early, knocking down some threes. And then, you know, it was unfortunate because our offense was really coming through Josh there early in the third, and then he hits his head and, you know, not feeling all that well. So, you know, he doesn't come back in for the last quarter and a half. So, you know, that was unfortunate. But, again, you know, I think we're seeing growth in several of these guys. We just got to continue to do it.
Yeah, you got a new three-point threat now with Carter Gooden.
Yeah, right? He knows he can shoot it. I told him, you got a free one, man. Yeah. If it looks okay, I'll let you shoot another one.
Well, the gates have opened now.
Yeah.
No, but, Coach, despite the loss here, a lot of improvement here, and get a few weeks here at a time. Thanks again for joining me, and I'll talk to you in 2021.
All right, sounds good. Let's get out of this year.
All right, I'm with you there.